Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, they making noise. Start up.
Episode 219, the Brooklyn Boys Podcast. That's coming us. At ya.
Scary and I are wearing shorts.
Yes, we are. Actually, I'm wearing boxer shorts. I took my shorts off. I got my boxer shorts underneath. Not that it's TMI, but I want to really make myself comfortable and at home right now because this podcast now is, wow, we were supposed to do this 2 hours ago, and here we are. It's now 8:30 on a Wednesday night when we're recording.
I have a small bone to pick with you because I don't think you remember how to speak English when you wake up.
Hey, be nice.
When you wake up, your brain is cloudy. And so maybe 3 out of the last 5 podcasts we were supposed to do, you either slept through them or you slept and we had to do them later.
Yeah.
So today I texted you, hey, I gave you some sound files to load.
Right, yeah,
hey,
yeah.
I texted you a couple of times. And I didn't hear from you. I finally texted, can you please reply so I know you're awake? Yeah. You didn't reply. So I called and I said, Skip, what's going on, man? Were you sleeping? Nah, man, I woke up a while ago. Well, so you were sleeping. You said, no, I woke up a while ago. But I said, Skip, you can't wake up unless you were sleeping. Just say you were sleeping. Nah, man, I wasn't sleeping. I woke up a while ago. So I don't know why sleeping.
Not about lying. You have to understand something. When I go to bed or take a nap, my phone takes a nap too. And I put it on charge on the charger base and I leave it. So during the course of that time, I woke up and I started doing some things around my apartment. And then I spoke to my mom and I'm like, all right, I got some basic things I need to take care of here. So I wasn't even looking at messages or shit coming in. So you're just talking to nobody. You're just like texting over and over again. You're the clingy ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, no.
Hello? Are you there?
Are you there? I didn't say that.
No, but
I texted you 3 times and I didn't hear from you. So sometimes you don't respond. So I figured everything's cool. But just to make sure, because we were gonna podcast at a certain time.
Right.
I texted you 10 minutes before that time.
You could call my house. You know, that rings all throughout my apartment.
I didn't want to wake you up. So I texted you, if you're awake, write me back. And when you didn't, I said, oh, he's sleeping. But my favorite was, I said, were you sleeping? Nah, I just woke up.
No, maybe so. I was. In the past tense. Yeah, well anyway, now, since then, a major storm has rolled through. It is an intense lightning storm here. I mean, the sky is lighting up every 30 seconds. So
So I have DirecTV. So when it's storm, I lose satellite.
Error 770, is that the one?
771.
771. Oh my God, that is the kiss of death. That is the equivalent of the colorful pinwheel on your Mac when it starts freezing. Like, right. You no, get the don't
pixelation.
Give me.
Yeah. And then it gives you the option, you can watch in standard definition. And I'm like, no, I would rather watch a wall than standard definition. What am I, some kind of peasant?
Are you that bougie? First world problems, Brody. What?
I would not watch. So I switched over to watch Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney because it comes out every Wednesday when we're recording this. So I watched the first 15 minutes and now we're podcasting.
Yeah.
So I'm dying because I went out to dinner tonight with my friend Jeff. And he watched it with his son earlier today. He's like, did you watch it? I'm like, nope, don't say anything.
He had to bite his tongue.
He said, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to say at the halfway point, don't say it. I'm just going to say at the halfway point, your jaw's going to drop. Don't say it. Don't say it.
And then he said it.
So no, he didn't say it, but okay. I don't want to know when my jaw's going to drop. I don't know when I'm going to cry. I don't want to know anything.
You know what else we're missing right now?
What?
You know what else we're missing right now? The Eastern Conference Finals, Game 1, New York Rangers taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning at the Garden. Yeah, buddy.
I am a Game 5, 6, and 7 hockey fan.
Yeah, but how do you not follow this soap opera that's been unfolding?
Well, I've watched the last couple of games in the series.
I got to say, I'm not a bandwagoner, not a front runner. I'm not even a big hockey fan, but I'll put it to you this way. When the Rangers were down 3-1 two series ago, and their backs were against the wall, and then they kept winning, it lured me in. And then this last series where they were down 2-0, and they came back to win Game 7 again. Yeah, I mean, it was a fight to the finish. I love a good fight to the finish. I love a good even matchup.
Right, but tonight's Game 1.
Well, tonight's game one of the new, but they've advanced, but now they got me. So now I kind of want to have the TV on in the background, then I don't want to get distracted. So I'm not going to put the TV on. And by the time we're done with the podcast, I'll probably be in the third period and I'll catch the end like a true bandwagoner.
Well, the Mets game today, our first place Mets, was at 1:00 today against the Washington Nationals.
Oh shit, did they win?
Well, I didn't watch it because it was my nap time.
Oh.
And so I came home, I recorded it, and then I went out to dinner. But I forgot, I went out to one of our favorite places, Tommy's Tavern and Tap.
Tommy's Tap and Tavern.
Nope, it's definitely Tavern and Tap. It's definitely, it should be the other way.
It should be. Definitely, it sounds better the other way, but it's.
Right, I would do Tap and Tavern, but I guess Tavern is the more important part.
Tommy's and Tavern and Tap, yep.
Tavern and Tap, it's definitely the wrong way.
There's about five of them, by the way.
Well, I think there's more, but there's four or five in the Jersey area.
Well, anyway. There's one in Seabright, one in Clifton, and where'd you go?
I went to one of them.
Okay.
Anyway, the point is, there's TVs all over the wall.
There's one in Freehold.
And as much as I was...
You go to the one in Freehold?
As much as I was trying to avoid the TVs, the Mets score came up on all of them.
Did you go to the one in Staten Island?
I drove over a bridge.
So you couldn't help but watch the Mets replay?
I saw the score. So now, since I have no TV, at least I didn't at the time, I have the TV on in the background of this podcast, watching the replay of the Mets game I already know the score of, but now I can watch the home runs and the runs being scored. You know, like, I don't have to hear it.
I got
to
be honest, if a Mets game played and I missed it, I just give me the score. I don't need to watch it. You don't have to leave me in suspense. Don't do spoilers or alerts and bullshit. It's in the past. It was a live event. I should have watched it live. I didn't watch it live.
If I didn't know the score, I would zip through to the when the Mets were batting.
Right.
So I could see.
So what did they do? Did they win?
They won 5-0.
Yes. Oh my God. It's awesome.
Yeah. But now I'm going to watch them score in the background while we're on here, but it's fine.
All right.
It's fine. Great. But my point is I have something to watch because I didn't have any TV previously.
How was your weekend?
What? Oh, let me see.
I had a couple of things happen this week, but go ahead.
Well, we have two different lifestyles. So
you think you're about to find out in the next hour how different our lifestyles are.
I'm trying to remember what I did this weekend. One of the days, I don't remember what I did this weekend. Oh, yes, I do. We went to a Brazilian steakhouse on Friday night, me and the fam.
I thought you were going to say we went to a Brazilian surgeon who gave us a Brazilian butt lift.
Yeah, called Fogo de Chao.
Or get a Brazilian wax.
Which I believe is Brazilian for more expensive than any other Brazilian steakhouse.
Oh, it's like that, huh?
So it's like that, and that's the way it is. It was very expensive. And it was very, very pretty place in Midtown Manhattan.
That's a chain.
I don't know if it's a chain.
It is.
It's not like, it's not a theme restaurant chain. This is a, they may have other locations, Scary, but I wouldn't call this place a chain.
It's not, like Tommy's Tavern and Tap.
No, it's not like that. That's a theme restaurant. Fogo de Chao, Scary, is a renowned top New York restaurant with top New York prices. Oh my God.
That sounds right up my alley.
Yeah, for you, yes. But it was my daughter's birthday, so I didn't mind, you know, a little extra money. It is what it is. Anyway, it's like something, it's a certain amount of money per person. And if you've never been to a Brazilian steakhouse, they give you a red, like a coaster, red on one side, green on the other. And you put a green side up when you want them to keep bringing you meat on skewers.
Yeah.
So they just continuously bring you steak and chicken and pork and lamb and
very familiar with the process. Great path to indigestion by the end of the night.
Not indigestion, a heart attack. But as part of your dinner, they give you access to the really, really nice salad buffet.
Yeah.
Where they have, you know, and so it was all kinds of salads and...
Yeah,
but what
I have a thought on places like this. But go ahead.
Yeah, meats and cheeses, right? And but I went up and got myself a little bit of Caesar salad, and they had four dressings. They had a hint of like a basil lime something.
Yeah,
and it was white with a speckle of green, a speckle like you barely see the green,
like a they speckle,
a creamy Italian,
if you know what I mean,
a ranch and a Caesar. But under the lights in this place, which were dim, you really couldn't tell which was which. And there were little black signs stabbed into the ice around the dressings.
Yeah.
But somebody either refilled the dressings and put them in wrong or put the signs wrong because none of the signs were in the right place. I had to call a guy over. I'm like, excuse me, which is the Caesar? And he says, I think this is the Caesar and I think this is the Italian. I'm not sure. And so he had to call a second person to come over and verify the... So the guy like put them on a plate and tasted all of them to figure out which of the white creamy dressings was the Caesar because they were all mislabeled. But my ultimate point is this. When you're eating high-end meats unlimited, they want you to eat the salad.
That's right. Brody, you couldn't let you just spot on. They load you up with the filler and the cheap stuff first, hoping that you're going to be full.
Have some pasta salad. Yeah. Have some pasta salad.
Here's a buffet. By the way, that is a fucking bait and switch. Slices, be cognizant of this. They're going to put the plates in front of you. They're going to give you that open buffet, and you're going to load up on stuff that cost them 12 cents to put out there because they know they don't want you eating their fucking filet mignon, which is going to be, by the way, And then the last thing that they give you is the expensive. The meats go from cheap to expensive. So after you filled yourself up on pasta and salad and unlimited shit and your eyes are bigger than your stomach, you're sitting there and then the meats come. They go from cheap. They start with the pork. Then they bring over the chicken and the turkeys.
Oh, no, we got the chicken. We had the chicken legs first.
Then
we got the top sirloin. And then after seven meats, the baby lamb chops came out.
And then finally, the coup de grace, the whatever you call it.
The filet mignon
is the last, is the very last meat. They never lead with the filet mignon.
No, because you have all three of those.
So what happened, Brody, when they got to the last meat, the filet mignon? What happened? What did
you do? My card was already red. I was like, I'm done. But then when they came around with the filet and the baby lamb chops, like, no, all right.
I am shocked. A person of your stature. David Brody fell for this bullshit.
Oh, no. I didn't fall for it. I left room, but I had to put the red card up to slow down on the mid-meats. You don't want too many of the mid-meats. Yeah. So I slowed down waiting for the baby lamb chops and the filet. They didn't get me. I was just getting full, so I stopped. And mid-meat is mid-meat's okay.
Slice advice. Advice for the slice. All your slices. Yep. Listen, if you're going to a restaurant that does this kind of with churrascaria, they're different types of thing, whatever their name is, whatever they want to call it. With the green and the red cards, do not go up to the buffet to get salad first. Or if you're going to get something, get a little bit.
Get salad at home.
Or get a little bit of something. Don't fill up your plate. But then pass on the first three fucking meats. Because guess what? They'll keep coming back around. Eventually, you'll see those chicken legs again. Eventually, you'll see the pork. You say, nope, nope, nope. And wait till mid-meats to start eating so you can enjoy filet mignon. And then when they get there with the filet mignon, then you're like, because they give you a little bit. Like, nah, I would like double on that. And then, by the way, I'm going to want more of that. Could you come back in 5 minutes? You eat the fucking expensive meat. Fuck this shit.
Yeah, it was good. But we had to add, my daughter was like, where's the bacon wrapped steak? I want the that's on the menu. Let's go. So I said to the waitress, if you see the bacon wrapped steak guy, can you swing that around here? Because you knew other people were up to the bacon wrapped steak, but we weren't. I'm like, we need to cut the line. We need to jump ahead to the bacon wrap steak.
Yeah.
So bacon. We got the bacon wrap. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, so good.
Mm. Oh, so good. Mm. Yeah.
The Garlic Steak Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Brody, while you were getting filled to the brim with all the meat you can eat, I went to a gay dance club over the weekend.
Oh, did you get all the meat you could eat?
You're awful. I set you up for that, and you know I did. I fucking bodied that. That was a lie.
I didn't know it was coming. Still perfect delivery. I didn't know it was coming.
Yeah, okay, all right.
That's what you said, by the way.
Hi-oh.
So what were you doing at a gay club?
Oh, my God. It's how we got there is the problem.
Is that his drag name? How we got
Sunday
there?
Sunday night. We were at the Jersey Shore, Asbury Park, and...
Wait, did you say Asbury?
Asbury Park, okay.
Oh, that's a big Bruce Springsteen place. He has an album, right?
Right, Asbury Park? Yes, he does. Yeah, absolutely. Home of the Stone Pony, where legends are made. And by the way, we're on June 30th. The Black Crowes are performing, Brody. Maybe we should go to that show. We're off. Anyway...
Oh, I'll go back to 2005 awesome.
A lot of people have gotten their start, actually, at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park.
Legendary
place. It's the same way when people talk about that place, CBGB's, where the birthplace of punk music was in the 70s in New York City. It's that kind of venue that has all this history to it. You know?
The Whiskey a Go-Go.
In L.A. So anyway, we were across the street from the Stone Pony. We had some dinner, and then we were like, oh, the girls want to dance. We were with 6 girls and 3 guys. So what are we going to do? Let's take them to dance. So we go to the place Watermark, which for some reason on Memorial Day Sunday decided not to have a DJ there. Now, this place normally has a DJ. It's a rooftop bar. It overlooks the sand in Asbury, and it is gorgeous, and it is great. It's approachable. It's not a bougie spot, but the DJ.
Now, why would you go there?
It's just an awesome spot. You know, it's a cool loo. It's a great hang, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. But anyway, so.
What the hell's a cool loo?
A loo? A cool loo. You never heard of the term?
A loo is a bathroom.
I know that, but not
by
in
the
this
way,
case.
Cool Lou is the DJ at the gay bar, isn't he?
Cool Lou, L-O-U. No, a Cool Lou. You never heard of a Cool Lou? It's a hang, a cool hang.
Okay, please ask me one more time. Come on, God, ask me.
Come on, you're an asshole.
You've asked me 7 times. I don't know.
A Cool Lou is a cool spot. It's just a chill spot. Whatever.
Oh, that I heard.
It also
chill
means
spot.
It's a bathroom. It's not a bathroom. It is a bathroom, but it means other things.
Isn't that the Willow Smith song, Take Me to Our Lou?
Yeah, that.
You skip to my loo. Is that what they mean?
Oh, my God.
I'm so confused.
You're impossible. It's like walking through quicksand with you. So we're actually at this we get there. Now, for some reason, on a Sunday night, on a holiday weekend, I guess the bars feel they've had enough or they don't want to turn up the way they do on a Friday and a Saturday night. Because even on a three-day weekend, you get a Friday night party, Saturday night party. Sunday night, maybe not so much of a party. We found that they didn't have a DJ at the spot that we went to that we normally go to. So all of a sudden, we hear music going, and I'm like, where's that coming from? And we look over the balcony, over the edge of the friggin' bar. I'm like, oh, shit, that's Paradise. Paradise at the Empress Hotel across the street. And we hear, and all the girls are like, oh, my God, they have a DJ. This place doesn't. And I'm like, it should have had a DJ. They had a DJ last night. What's going on? Let's go. And they were like, and I'm like, well, wait a second. That's a, you know, that's a gay dance club. And my you know, Dave, who was with me, Sex on the Way Dave, was like, looks at me, and my buddy Danny, my boy Danny Estrada was with us. We all three of us look at each other like, if the girls want to dance, we don't have a problem with this place. Let's go. I mean, whatever. Love all, serve all. I love, you know, just
so how great, many guys did you serve?
I love great music. All right, keep going with the jokes. Go for it.
No, I'm asking. So, you said love all, serve all.
Love all, serve all. So we leave the rooftop and we go across the street to the gay dance club, which is a legendary place. This place has been there forever.
All right, so tell me again who you're with.
I'm with Sex on the Way Dave.
Sex on the Way Dave, okay.
My boy Danny Estrada, or what do we call him?
Danny Connections.
Danny Connections.
Right.
I love the way you give my friends these fucking names. Danny Connections and Sex on the Way. Danny Connections.
I have to ask the question. Did Dave have sex on the way to the gay club?
No, we were across the street. So okay,
did Danny know everybody at the club?
The girls want to.
Danny Connections.
No. So we walk in. First of all, they charge you. They beat you over the head with a $15 cover. I'm like, you got to be kidding me, man. I haven't paid a cover in like years since I was.
Did they know who you are?
No, they didn't. Well, that's the thing. They didn't. So, and I wasn't about to offer it up either. So I'm walking in. I'm like, all right, we'll all pay the cover. We walk in, no problem. Walk in. Within 30 seconds, some dude comes over to me and goes, hey, you're Scary Jones.
No.
I'm not even kidding. You can't make this shit up. I was like, so I'm like, hi, how are you? You know, and I'm, you know.
Now, is that because you're famous or because you've been there many times? it was like Norm on Cheers. Norm!
So, no, but it's kind of like, I just wanted to be inconspicuous, incognito, hanging out at a gay dance club with my girlfriend and her friends or whatever, having a good time.
Well, you were going to be inconspicuous at a gay club where you're walking in with three girls. You don't think it's going to stand out just a little bit?
Well, a lot of straight women. Some slice advice. We're going to have a lot of advice tonight. Sometimes a great place to go if you want to meet straight women is the gay club, because a lot of them go there because they don't want to be bothered. So they just go to do what they want. They want great
music.
So now
you're telling straight guys to go there and bother them.
No, go straight guys to kind of go, you know, act like a wolf in sheep's clothing maybe. And, you know, and these girls like to go and they go there to dance and be with themselves. Next thing you know, you could actually, you know, kind of slide on up to one of them and, you know, and then act the part for a while. And then all of a sudden,
act what part? Act like you're part of the club scene?
Blend into the scenery of the gay club. Just like
pretend you're gay.
Not pretend you're gay, but just not. Don't be so forward. The reason why a lot of straight women would go to a gay club is because they feel like they don't want to be, you know, approached.
You're telling guys how to go about approaching them anyway.
No, because the straight women that are there at the dance club, they're actually dancing with these gay guys. And then the guys are like, whoa, they're partying and everyone's having a great time. And it's almost like you get a little jealous. There's a straight guy standing there like, well, what the fuck?
So I want to make sure I have this straight. So you're saying
you want to make sure you have it straight.
Straight guys should go there because the women are comfortable and don't feel threatened by straight guys. So you're telling straight guys to go there because women don't expect to see straight guys and act cool like you might not be straight.
Just be cool.
Be cool. At the last minute, go, hey, now you're like, you know what?
I'm not saying to get aggressive on them. I'm just saying it's like just blend in with the scenery. Just like, you know, just hang out, like party, chill with them. And then, you know, if they're, you know, their guard is down and just hanging, you may strike up a
conversation. Oh my God, you're the worst person.
No, you may strike up a conversation and you may get to know them. And then,
by the way,
they're probably thinking,
I was gay when I walked in here, but now I'm straight because you're so beautiful. No, that's what you're going
to
go with?
No, but from a woman's perspective, she's probably starting to think, man, I wish he was straight because this guy's really cool. I'm having a great conversation with him now. You're kind of like, you know, cozying up. And it's and all of a sudden, you could be like, surprise, I really am straight. We could probably go on a date now. Boom. See? That's how you meet someone.
No woman is going to want to date you after you pretended to not possibly, but sort of, kind of, maybe not be straight in a gay bar where she's going to not be bothered.
There are no rules. There are no rules. There's no sign on the door that says you can't be straight. Any straight person can walk in.
That's not what I'm saying. You can be straight, but you're going to pretend like you're not straight, or you're going to like leave her alone, but you already know. You already know that she doesn't want to be bothered. It's a great, she's there.
What I'm saying is, it's a great way of meeting people. It's where normally, for some reason, in a straight bar or club, there's the get the fuck away from me. They have everyone. There's no chance for people to really interact and get to know each other. But if you're in a safe place like this, where you know where you're not expecting it, you actually. You know, a lot of people have a lot of fun at these places. These are known facts. So if I'm going in as a straight guy to go and hang out as well, and I, by chance, strike up a conversation because a woman thinks I'm gay, well, first of all, shame on her for assuming that I'm gay when I'm straight. Then the next thing you know, you could be in a conversation with somebody, and then which you normally wouldn't have had you been in that straight bar because she's ignoring your ass.
Okay, so what you're saying is women who go to gay bars to not meet guys will suddenly want to meet a guy because you are sensitive and a good listener.
Well, let me tell you,
even though they had no interest in meeting a straight guy, they just wanted to be left alone. You're saying they want to meet, not only do they want to meet a straight guy, they just don't realize it, but they want to meet the kind of straight guy that would go looking for women who don't want to be bothered by straight guys and consider themselves so good at conversation that even though the woman doesn't want to meet you, they'll want to meet you because you're so awesome. That's the kind of guy she's going to break the rules.
Well, let me say this.
A guy who's so cocky. Oh my God. Oh my God.
No, there's a lot of guys out there listening that know what I'm talking about that they don't get a shot. They don't get like the chance.
Yes, but why would a girl want to be with a guy who doesn't respect the fact she doesn't want to be bothered? Well, you're going there going,
but we don't know that. We don't know that. They tend to go there for the great music. Because I gotta say,
you have the same music on your phone. Nah, come on now.
I'll tell you what. Gay dance clubs have the fucking best DJs. They know how to keep the dance floor packed. The music, it was one straight dance hit after the next. I'm like, this guy is on point. I've heard some bad fucking DJs before that know how to fucking clear a room and are so goddamn selfish that they're just playing their own shit. And I'm like, what the fuck song is this? Why would anyone want to be a part of this? And I'm talking about like straight places. At a gay dance club, they know what to play. They got the Britney. They got the Whitney. They're playing like some Rihanna. They got Kesha going. They got like all kinds of anthems, dance anthems. So right, let me tell you. Yeah. Okay.
I'm a heavy metal fan. I'm a hard rock guy. Even I know what songs to play. So you're telling me that a DJ, let's call him a gay club DJ, that you're saying it's got to be great. They have the best music, blah, blah, blah.
They do.
You're saying that straight clubs don't know.
Oh my God. You're cutting out. Cutting out. Blah, blah, blah. Repeat your sentence because you're cut out. The whole sentence was butchered. Go ahead.
Okay, dude, just say it once. I got it.
Okay.
You're saying to me that a gay club DJ who knows all the best songs to play would never be hired to work in a straight club. You don't think a straight club would be like, hey, I'm going to overpay to get
I'm not
the,
saying that. You're putting
you
words in my mouth.
Straight bars you're putting words in my DJs?
Mouth. You're putting words
you're
in my
guys,
mouth.
So you're saying DJs in straight clubs don't know how to play Britney and Rihanna and Whitney. They don't know.
So, some of them.
Come on.
Some. I'm not saying. No. Some DJ. You're once again. You're going to extremes for no reason.
No. You said DJs have the best music.
They do. And in fact, okay. So our boy DJ Dramos. You know him, right?
Great DJ. He works with us at the radio station.
Yep. Straight as an arrow. Amazing at what he does. Okay. He spins at a lot of straight places. His talents were discovered by the gay club here in Jersey City. He spins there as well because they know great music and a good spinner when they hear it. So they only hire the best. Okay.
Oh, and straight clubs don't hire the best.
I never said that, but there are a lot of DJs out there that can't get out of their own way. they can't get away from their own ego, that they feel like they know what to play and they're not good at what they do. Most of the lion's share, the big majority of them are awesome DJs, okay? I'm not crapping on DJs who spin at straight clubs.
Sounds like you're crapping on them.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that you got to in a gay club, they only get the best. They only hire awesome DJs. The music's always going to be on point.
Why don't the straight clubs only hire the best DJs?
Some people don't. I'm just saying you get a clunker now and then. But anyway, that's not the point.
All right, I'm fascinated by this.
I know you're fascinated. It's a whole other topic. But you have to take my word for it because I've been places.
Right.
I'll say this, okay? And people, you may or may not agree. But back to your point about women. Here's why, ultimately, they do kind of want to meet new people in situations even like this, where they say they may not. All right? Here's what happened. We were with six girls. Two of the girls were single. They were having a great time. Next thing you know, we see, all of us, in front of us, on the dance floor, 2 6'3", 22-year-old Ken doll guys that basically, well, they have their shirts off and they're sweating and they're both in insane sick shape. And they are dancing with each other and they're making out with each other on the dance floor as they're jumping up and down and they have no shirts on and they're sweaty and all that.
Yeah,
and
right.
And the girls look at each other and they're like, oh my God, what a waste. Meaning like, I want to meet these guys. I want to, meaning like, when they say what a waste, they're pretty much like, oh, these are guys that we can actually meet, and these are the guys that I want to meet and hook up with. Which goes to show that even though they don't go there for it, they sometimes will get in the moment and all be right. a part of that.
I think you're confusing. We come to the gay bar to meet nice straight guys versus, wow, look at those ripped guys. I wish I could meet a guy with a body like that.
Those two women wanted those two guys.
They want two guys who are making out with each other.
No, they wanted them, and then they're like, oh, they're making out. They're like, oh, fuck, I stand no chance.
Right,
I stand no chance.
Ridiculously attractive.
Right.
So they don't really want to meet guys, but if there was a ridiculously attractive guy, they'd go for it.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying?
So let me change what I said before. Slices. If you are a ridiculously attractive, ripped, 6'3", muscular, Ken doll looking perfection, then you can go to a gay bar and pick up straight women.
That's not what I said. You're twisting my words again.
I'm repeating what you're saying.
I'm saying counterpoint to your point. You're saying that, well, if they don't want to be bothered, they're going there to dance.
Right,
yes,
but if Captain America is on the dance floor,
they want to meet
Evans
him.
Is there,
yes, they do.
Yes, but they don't want to meet you, me, and Sex on the Way, Dave.
What about Danny Connections?
Oh, Danny, I like Danny. No, listen, Danny Connections and Dave are good looking guys, but they're not like Captain America. Well, they're not Thor. They're not Chris Hemsworth. If I go to a gay club and the female equivalent of Chris Evans and Chris Hemsworth are dancing on the dance floor and I'm not going there to meet girls, I'd be like, oh man, I'd love to meet those two. But that's not why I went. But most women don't look like that. Most men do not look like Chris Evans and Chris Hemsworth. They don't.
I know that. But my point is,
so okay, your point is, if you guys,
if you're a good conversationalist and you have a lot of other things, you know, people, I don't
good
know if you
conversationalist, if, do you think those girls looked at those two guys and went, wow, those guys with no shirts on, those guys look like
no,
good conversationalists.
But you're missing the larger point, Brody. Once again, you're missing the larger point is that there are guys that don't look like Adonis, but they have a lot of other things to offer. But they're not getting a chance. But they're not getting that chance at a straight club. But they will get that opportunity at a gay club because a woman's guard is down and they're hanging out and they're dancing and maybe they get into a great conversation and maybe they leave with a phone number. I don't know. You're really twisting this into something.
Does the flip side still work?
You make it sound like it's trickery or it's awful that a guy.
If I go to a lesbian sports bar and I want to go just because they have good wings and they have good TVs, should women go? Should straight women go to a lesbian bar in hopes of meeting straight guys?
Straight women going into a lesbian bar to meet straight. Yeah, but. straight guys don't go into lesbian bars, and oftentimes they're not allowed.
I know, but
literally like you can't come in here, you perv. You're trying to stare at lesbians. It doesn't work the other way.
You're right, it doesn't. But the wings are good. I want to go there, but I don't want to get hit on. I don't want single women hitting on me because they're like, oh, the guys there must be straight.
But what guy goes in there, go to a lesbian bar looking for wings?
I would if the wings are good. I'm married. I have no interest in looking at lesbians or women of any kind. But if I'm there, I'm eating the wings. I don't want girls hitting on me.
My head hurts. My head hurts.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Skeery and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
All right, I got a food story I want to talk to you about and an OnlyFans story. Which would you like to hear first?
OnlyFans. Let's stay on this tawdry tip.
So, you know, TikTok is the road to hell sometimes, right? You get sucked into like swiping and all of a sudden you're on TikTok for 2 hours.
Always.
So sometimes on the For You section, you might get, like I'm on TikTok mostly for political accounts, like for comedy accounts and political and current events and different things. I don't go on to watch typically, you know, dances.
Oh, speak for yourself.
All right. But if they're pop culture, like Jiggle Jiggle, you know, like I'll get
sucked into. I like the way you jiggle jiggle.
Right. So that's an example. Okay.
My money jiggle jiggle. My money don't jiggle jiggle.
It folds.
I like the way you wiggle. Oh, show.
Right. So sometimes a For You dance or a song will come on. And then if you click the song icon, you could see other people doing dances or shtick to that song.
Yes.
So a lot of times I'll hear a funny song or a funny video and I'll click on it. And then there'll be a lot of other people doing that dance. So sometimes you want to see good dancing. You'll click on women doing a bit to that song. Right?
Yes.
So this one particular, I don't know, about 8-9 months ago, I clicked on this girl. I don't know how old she is. She looks younger than me, but so does everyone on TikTok. And she does like really good dances and she's funny, whatever. Okay. So she came up in my For You page again, I don't know, about a month ago. I'm like, oh, there's that girl from the dance with the thing. So I looked to see her other videos, like, oh, I wonder what funny videos or what hot songs what I've missed recently from this girl. Sure. So she's like, oh, check out my OnlyFans page on my Instagram page.
Right.
So I'm like, well, she seems young. I doubt she's doing anything bad on her Instagram page. So I clicked on it and I see she's an OnlyFans page. Now, I'm not paying for OnlyFans. I'm not looking at OnlyFans, but I see she's an OnlyFans page. And apparently her OnlyFans page is adult material. Now, I'm not paying for it. I don't want to see adult material. So I'm like, okay, she's got an OnlyFans page. That seems odd. She seems young to have an OnlyFans page, but what do I know? That's it. Left it at that. And from time to time, she comes up in my For You page. I'm like, oh, there's that girl with the, she's a good dancer and she has a For You page, an OnlyFans page. But she's relatively young and she lives in New Jersey. Because I, in her TikTok, she sometimes has.
Okay, sometimes you innocently stumble on these things.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. So after our event on the Jersey Shore, I went into a, I went to a place I'm going to talk to you about in a minute, a deli that's famous on TikTok and YouTube. Mm-hmm. And after I walked out in the parking lot, I see this girl getting out of her car and I go, why does that girl look so familiar? She famous or why do I, what, did I interview her for an intern position at the radio station? I couldn't figure out how I recognized her. So I get in my car and I'm driving away and it fucking dawns on me. That's the girl with the OnlyFans page.
Oh my God.
So, you know, sometimes like you see somebody, we've talked about this, where you think somebody's famous.
Yeah.
Like that guy from Home Depot I saw at a kid's birthday party, and I thought he was famous. I'm like, how does that guy's famous? Or the guy at the Mets game who was my physical therapist. Oh, he owned the physical therapy place.
This girl
is famous from YouTube, not YouTube, TikTok, mm-hmm. and OnlyFans. And I saw her with a couple of friends in the parking lot of this deli. And I'm like, I was going to like, oh, how do I know you? Thank God I didn't.
Thank God you didn't, except like, she's got clothes on. Although I will say she probably gets it more than you realize.
That's why she's got an OnlyFans page.
No, she definitely gets that because, you know, we consume, and I was reading this somewhere, we consume so much social media and everything's so visual now and everything's on video and pictures that people in general are more recognizable. Like, I know you from somewhere.
Right.
Chances are you saw them on Instagram or OnlyFans. And if she's putting herself out there on OnlyFans and she's turning a profit off of putting, you know, half naked pictures up there and videos, she's certainly not embarrassed that you're going to recognize her. She's not going to be like,
I don't know if her friends know she has an OnlyFans page.
Believe me, they know.
Well, I wasn't going to go up to...
Why? Because she's bragged about how much money she's made.
Maybe.
And guess what? They're probably thinking about making one too.
She had a nice car. But like, if I had gone up to her and she's like, oh, I don't know. And then it occurred to me afterwards, I would have felt like a creeper. I would have.
No, I wouldn't. If I recognized somebody from OnlyFans, I'd be like,
But here's the thing. Because let's say I said, I recognized her, right? Like, oh, you look familiar. And then she realizes I must know her from her OnlyFans or TikTok, whatever. What if her friend's like, you know who that is? It's David Brody from The Morning Show. Then it's like, oh, that guy's on. No. So I'm glad I didn't say hi and I'm glad I didn't recognize her right away because I do not have any involvement with OnlyFans and I have no interest in following her page, but she would have thought I did. So
but
you know what I mean?
You know, the thing is, if it's out there and you're putting it out there on your own and it's public, and, you know, there's you don't get to make those decisions about how people recognize you.
I agree. I'm not saying she would have been bothered. I'm saying
you got to be known for something.
Like they recognize me. They'd be like, why is that dude who has a family on OnlyFans, which I was not. I'm on TikTok and I wasn't on her page. She popped up on mine. So I have, you know,
so
that's it.
There's a popular restaurant that I go to with some friends. And there's a hostess there that we follow. We all follow because sometimes you want to get reservations there. Well,
you follow her on what?
On Instagram.
Oh,
on Instagram.
Like follow her home.
No, not on Instagram. And she's got a public page. Well, you know, she puts up stories all the time of her in a thong, of moms in thongs. She does these crazy, you know, whatever. She does her everyday life with her family. And then all of a sudden a story will go by and it's like, whoa, what was that? And she'll put like pictures of like racy underwear shot. And this is public, by the way. And she's got like 50,000 followers on Instagram. But the reason why I follow her is so I can get a reservation when I need one.
Right.
So she has to assume that every day at her job where she's working, she has to assume that every guy in there who follows her on Instagram has seen her in her underwear because she put it out there. She in public. It's a public
forum.
No,
I get that.
So by the same token, this girl who you may or may not have recognized from either TikTok or OnlyFans has to assume that you saw the OnlyFans. My question is, you didn't see anything because you're not you didn't pay or subscribe to the pictures.
But the impression I get is she does the sex.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's next level.
The impression I get but a lot is of that times, she has a sex page on OnlyFans, which is more reason why I want no part of it.
A lot of times I'll be, you know, clicking around and it'll say, hey, click here for more on a regular on a person's story, because that's how they lure you in. And they don't even tell you you're going to an OnlyFans page. And next thing you know, you click it. It's like, oh, here's my OnlyFans. But that's you're only getting that front page. You're not. Unless you actually put up your credit card and then, you know, subscribe, then you're not getting anything.
Yeah, not doing that.
But I've been led there, you know, led there before. Like, oh, here we are. We're at somebody's homepage for their OnlyFans. But no, I don't. It doesn't go beyond that. You know, listen, a lot of people have made a lot of money during the pandemic. You know, OnlyFans. A lot of there are people listening to this podcast right now, and I'm not poo-pooing it at all. I'm like, hey, God bless you. Make money anywhere you can. I mean, everybody needs you know, your side hustle. Listen,
if somebody wanted to see my feet, I could use the cash. I'm size 12 feet.
I still
feet.
Don't
go.
Know what I can offer. I've been wanting to start an OnlyFans just to...
You've got unusually large calf muscles. If there was someone who was into calf muscles, you'd make a fortune.
A calf fetish?
Yeah.
You think there are calf fetish people out there?
There are people with fetishes on everything.
Get the front door.
There's shoulder fetishes. There's people in animal costume fetishes. You name it.
I can open an OnlyFans off of my calves?
I think if you did like, yes, absolutely.
I got Popeye calves.
You have Popeye calves. I think there's men and women in the world who have a fetish for calves.
Well, you know, let's say this then. If you could think of it, if your calves
were next to your ears, you'd probably make more money.
If you could dream of it and you think of it, it probably exists. So you're right. There probably is a calf fetish. I have to Google this.
You know what? While we're talking, I'm going to Google
calf fetish.
Nope.
Because I do have great calves.
You do.
If it's one of my strongest features. And you know why? Because I've been standing up for 27 years while we do the morning show for 4 hours a day.
Yeah, that's
I don't sit down when I do the show. Hey, fun fact. I'm standing the whole time. Unless Elvis is not in and I'm sitting in his chair.
I searched calf fetish videos. That is a category on Pornhub. That's the first thing that comes up. Watch calves fetish porn videos on Pornhub.
Oh my God, Brody. I could be rich right now.
X videos has calf fetishes. XNXX.com.
We gotta tell Elvis this.
Thick calves.
I finally found my calling. Remember, we did this. You know, I felt so bad because about a month or two ago, we were talking on the air about what would your OnlyFans page be. And, you know, everyone went around the room with some, you know, fun alternate things other than nudity and sex videos.
Okay.
And when they got to me, I'm like, I don't think I have anything to offer.
So, you know, on Google, when you click, you know, you just search, but then you can click videos or images or news or shopping. So I clicked videos. The first one is a woman's legs in high heels. The second one is a woman. It's a thumbnail of a woman whose legs are in the air. The third one, I'm not promoting this guy, but it's a picture of a guy's calf muscles only. Right? It's a video. And his name is I'm not going to tell you his first name. I'm not looking to promote him. His last name is Iron Rod.
Oh, wow.
His first name is whatever. Iron Rod, leg and calf muscle fetish videos.
What if I could oil up my calf muscles and then I could flex for you? I could flex my calf muscles.
You know what? You'd make, don't show your face because, you know, that would ruin it.
fuck you. Well, what would your OnlyFans be, Brody?
Oh, if you could somehow photograph my sense of humor, the ladies love that. No, I don't have a thing. I don't have like...
Well, you may have that hidden thing that you haven't discovered yet. You just discovered my calf muscle fetish site that I could open my OnlyFans for. So we'll see. Ah, I love it.
I think my legs are of decent shape. I don't know. Oh, you know what? Actually, I also have nice calf muscles. If I flex, I don't have... You have Popeye legs. But my calf muscles, specifically more my right one than my left one, very defined when I flex it.
Really?
So, yeah. You and I might be able to do a Brooklyn Boys calf page together.
We could. The calves of the Brooklyn Boys. We could do a calf calendar.
We could go half and half, calf and calf.
Calf and calf. That's I love that. And we could do
a page where, like, sometimes we're complete naked legs. We call it decaf.
Hi-oh!
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
So I wanted to tell you about the deli I went to, which is why I was in that parking lot. So there's a deli in Red Bank, New Jersey, and they do very funny TikTok and Instagram videos, and they're in Red Bank, which is directly between where we were on the Jersey Shore and my house. But I have never been there because it's like an hour and a half from my house. So I'm like, oh, wait a minute. It's 20 minutes from the Jersey Shore where we were located. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put it in my nav and I'm going to go there. The name of the place is Talercio's. If you've never followed them, I don't care where in the country you live, but T-A-L-E-R-C-I-O-S, Talercio's, does great videos. And I sent you one today, Scary. What did you think of that sandwich?
Oh my God. First of all, you've seen or heard of the 3 to 6 foot hero where they take the long hero bread, right?
Yeah.
For Super Bowl parties.
And this
and
is not
like
a
that.
Sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be.
So
it makes sense.
I'm thinking like, all right, so they're going to lay out a six foot loaf of bread. We've seen that before at Super Bowl parties and things like that. And then they're going to throw some cold cuts on it. You know, we call them cold cuts. No, they start with 2 layers of chicken cutlets. Like they literally line chicken cutlets across the thing and then they go back, double back the other way. Fried raviolis on top of that. After several layers of shit, oh not shit, but like amazing food that's like a piled a mile high, they decorate it with vodka sauce. They take like you know that heavy vodka sauce in the pizza.
Right.
All of a sudden they go across the whole fucking thing. And so then they cover it and then they cut it. And the thing is probably the height of your face. So I don't know how people get their lips around it.
I don't know. But so here's the thing. They make unique sandwiches. They do theme sandwiches. Oh, the Rangers are playing. They do like a Ranger themed sandwich. And you know, who knows why you put stuff on a sandwich, but so in addition to the videos being funny and creative, our boy Meals by Cooge went there.
Of course
and
he did.
A bit because it's right. So this place is becoming like a place to go. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go there because it's a place to go and it's on my way home and the food looks unbelievable. And who doesn't love Italian delis?
But not everybody. In fact, nobody is buying a 6 foot hero. And what's the cost of that? That's got to be like $300.
Hold on.
The amount of meat.
It's at least a
3 foot hero.
But they cut it in half.
What does that mean? It still feeds 20 people.
Because they're showing it for the video. They get a regular size
one. So there you go.
One.
So you get a regular hero. I see. So they lure you in with the crazy video.
I use the Slice app, figuring, you know, it's Memorial Day weekend. It's a Sunday. They're going to probably be busy. I'll order ahead on the app. And so I ordered, what did I order? I ordered sausage rice balls.
Mm, how was it?
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
I ordered chicken parm egg rolls.
Oh my God.
Hello.
I didn't eat dinner. So,
yeah. Oh, hungry. And I ordered some kind of, I ordered like a French, pastrami and corned beef panini with Russian dressing and tomato.
Oh my God.
Okay. I wanted a little bit of everything, a little bit of like sort of Jewish,
a little bit of that,
a little bit of that, right? I could order chicken parm hero, but I ordered chicken parm egg roll. I'm like, that sounds really good. And I wanted to get toasted ravioli, but I thought I don't want to be a Garvone here and order everything. So I ordered the three things I wanted through the app, and they said, oh, it'll be ready in 20 minutes. I'm like, great, I'll be there in 20 minutes. It's perfect timing. So I get there, they're in a strip mall, and there's a decent amount of cars in the parking lot for a Sunday. I walk in,
the line is- It's a pretty good crowd for a Saturday.
Thanks, Billy Joel. And the line, there's a huge line to order at the counter. And I see the two guys from the videos, Eric and Mike.
Of course, they're stars now.
Right. And I walk around to the register, and there's a girl working at the register. And I said, hey, I'm here to pick up my order. I ordered on Slice. But I noticed when I opened up the app, it said your order will be ready in like an hour and 20 minutes. So I said, listen, I got a problem. When I ordered the food, it said it'd be ready around now, but I see you're very busy. So it's not a problem. I get you're busy. I'm not upset. But if there's something in my order that's going to take a while, like the pastrami and corned beef, I figured the chicken parm egg rolls probably already made. They got to bread it and fry it. I figured the sausage
rice. What can I eat now? Is that your question?
Yeah. So I'm like, listen, if you have to cancel something on my order that's going to take a while, it's not a problem. I'm not upset. You guys are busy. It's my first time here. Just let me know what's going to take an hour from now, or 40 minutes, whatever it was, because you're busy, and I'll just take that off the order. Well, this the shorter guy in the video is Mike, because Eric's kind of tall. He says, I'm sorry to interrupt. What's your order? So I tell him. He goes, I'll make it for you right now. So make it for me right now. He goes, Yeah, I'm not busy. So I tell him what the order. He looks at the order. He goes, all right, no problem, David. And he goes over to the slicer and he starts slicing pastrami and slicing corned beef like a maniac to get my order out. I'm like, that's class right there. To like take care of me because I ordered on the app.
Like a gentleman. Pure
like
class.
Like a gentleman. So I say, hey, it's my first time here. That's really good customer service. I appreciate that. He said, oh, what brings you in? I said, you and Eric and your videos, they're tremendous.
Of course they knew the answer to that. Of course, because you're some random guy from North Jersey. And they're like, what the hell is he doing in Middletown?
They don't know I'm from I'm from Brooklyn, by the way. But I live in more northern Jersey than this place is located. So I'm like, really? Yeah. So then Eric, the tall guy from the videos, he hears me say that. He goes, oh, you like the videos? Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you very much. And there's a giant platter of toasted raviolis on the top of the counter. Huge. And not like the little square ones you get like in the supermarket. These are the round ones that are freshly baked and fried or whatever. They look tremendous. And I'm looking at them going, I should have gotten those son of a bitch raviolis. They look awesome. He says, I appreciate you waiting. He takes a container and he puts like a half a dozen in a container. He goes, here, thanks for waiting. Thanks for coming.
Ah, there you go. You got your raviolis.
So I go, this guy is a class act. So I say to the girl, you know what? I'll take another some more toasted raviolis. This guy's giving me them for free. You're warming my heart here. While I'm waiting, give me another dozen of those things. So she grabs handfuls and handfuls and didn't count them. I'm not ratting her out. And yeah. I hope I'm not getting in trouble.
She shoves them in the thing and then,
I'm sure I got like 16 out of that.
Wow.
Out of my dozen.
That's a Brody bargain right
this
there.
This is my kind of place. Scary. The glass cabinet had the most unbelievable foods and salads.
Yeah. Oh, I can imagine. Oh, all right. Enough of the description. I want to go. I want to go there.
Okay. So I get the food. I'm checking out. And the guy, Eric, comes over to me. He says, I really appreciate you waiting. And Mike's like, thanks for waiting. I'm like, you guys, you treat me like I'm a celebrity. You guys are the celebrities. They don't know who I am. So they said, no, we appreciate the business. We're busy. And thanks for following us on Instagram, whatever. I said, listen, I just want to let you know, I do a podcast called The Brooklyn Boys. I don't know if you've heard of it. He goes, no, I haven't heard of it. I write it down. I go, look, listen, episode 219. I want you to know we're going to mention you guys because not only does the food look fantastic, but the customer service. Now, you know, you go to like these delis, there's one guy, two guys behind the counter. They had like six people on a
of course, they're TikTok famous now. They need to have that. They can't handle
people.
Of course.
Multiple people working, multiple people filling the salads, multiple people slicing. It was like a factory.
Yeah.
and they were banging it out, but still found time to give me a couple extra free raviolis.
It's nice.
That's really nice. Brooklyn class right now, there.
Speaking of free shit for us, do you have that note?
I want to say hi to Eric and Michael, Mike. Because I said I was going to mention them. I hope they're listening.
Tolercio's in Middletown, New Jersey.
Red Bank, I think, or both. Some videos say Middletown. Some of them say Red Bank. I think they're in Red Bank, but it could be like both. So check them out online. Follow their account. Not a sponsor. But if you guys want to sponsor our podcast, would be happy to. So let me just tell you, the food lived up to the experience I had. So that's all. I had a great time. I waited.
This is the opposite of a rant, by the way. Let the record show that on this date, Brody was so fucking beyond blown away happy.
So on the one hand, I want to go back. On the other hand, I'm glad they're an hour away because I would be I would be there all the time.
Well, they're on my way down the shore, so I'll be there soon enough.
Yeah, there you go. Ask for Eric and Mike. Now, all the guys are in the video.
Now get those Diet Coke coasters. Where are they?
Oh, they're upstairs.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
No, do you have the copy of the note?
I don't have it.
Oh, let me go get it.
Hold on, Brody. Jesus Christ. Well, while Brody's going to get that, let me just remind you to go to the merch store. You go to brooklynboys.bigcartel.com. That's brooklynboys.bigcartel.com. My boy Matt at MK, he is closely guarding the stock, and he's very quick in the turnarounds with your order. I think you'd be very pleased with our customer service for you. brooklynboys.bigcartel.com. Right now, if you buy any two items in the store, you get a free sheet of Brooklyn Boys stickers. They're various stickers. We got Grammar Police ones. We got the original logo. We also have stickers that say Skeery and Brody and others that say Brody and Skeery, which I'm sure a lot of you love. See what I did there, Brody? I didn't even have to pause it. I vamped. I talked about the merch store.
I heard you through the headphones.
So go there for and let's keep that merch rolling. We got tank tops in season right now because it's hot as ballsack in most of the country.
Hold on. And that's brooklynboys.bigcartel.com. Did I miss that?
You missed it. That's okay, though. Okay. You ready? You ready?
Yeah, I got it. Boys, they love to get
free stuff. Free shit for us. Tempo, Brody. Tempo.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Free shit for us. We love free shit.
We got this note on a St. Jude... By the way, it's St. Jude, not St. Jude's. On St. Jude Children's Research Hospital notepad, which I love because I'm a big fan of curing kids with cancer. Hey, Brooklyn boys, Brody and Skeery, .. Wanted to say thanks for the... it's tough to read some of these... hours, maybe... and days of entertainment in my car driving everywhere here in Georgia while I thrift and sell on eBay and Amazon. Found these in the wilds.
Okay. Right.
Thought of you guys, Slice for Life, Brandon, a.k.a. The Burger Dad on Instagram. The Burger Dad. Oh. So let me tell you, Skeery and I both got boxes of Grammar Police cards.
Love
these. The grammar guessing game. Play with your friends, the wrong your, which is brilliant, and family, there, wrong there, gonna love it, change to going to love it. So I love the box. I guess he got these at the thrift store. So first of all, free shit for us, love that. I will look at these cards and maybe we'll play next week. Right. But I wanted to get to the next thing he got.
Yes.
It's a package, a set of six, Coca-Cola brand coasters, and it looks like, so they're Diet Coke coasters. So again, this is somebody, Brandon, who loves the podcast but gets it. He gets it. They are from Kmart.
The sticker on there says the big K. From it has to, this has to have been purchased in like the early 1980s.
They were originally, I'll tell you on here if it has a year on them. They were originally made in Florida, in Ocala, Florida.
Oh.
There's no date on here, but it looks like the 80s or 90s. The white Diet Coke coasters inside the packaging.
Unopened
are beige. I'm sure they weren't beige when they were first made. So I'm not complaining. I'm saying they are classic. Not classic Coke, classic Diet Coke coasters that I absolutely love and may not ever open because they are awesome. So thank you very much, Brandon, for being that kind of member.
That's really cool. That's so
free
nice.
Free shit.
And
always send us free shit.
Well, while we're on the topic, just a note about our broadcast. We were at live from Jenkinson's last Friday. We did the Elvis Duran show there. And we had One Republic, Joe Jonas, Shaggy, Sting came out, Leah Kate. It was fantastic. It was a beautiful show and great broadcast. I want to personally apologize to some of the slices that showed up in Brooklyn Boys gear. It's a situation where they clicked in 5,700 people during the course of the morning. If you can imagine what that looks like. And we're on this elevated stage in kind of like against a wall. And we're trapped because we have all our broadcast gear up there. And it's kind of like, it's hard to, we have to walk down the stairs and go over to people. We can't do it during the broadcast because we're always in our headphones and we're listening to cues from the main studio. So I was chained to that, and Brody was for most of the morning as well. So during the 6 to 10 a.m. time, we couldn't really break away. And then afterwards is a time where I usually get to hang out for a while. And, you know, hang and talk to people, take pictures, schmooze. I don't run out of there. Danielle, awesome. She was hanging out with the listeners.
I took pictures with a lot of listeners as well.
I took a few before I was abruptly whisked away. I had a contract. I was contracted time to be at a client's appearance in the sand. And I had to, they whisked me away. They said, Skeery. They looked at the watch. They're like, you have to go back there. They literally pulled me away, like kind of like you know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like it's like, I don't even know how to describe it.
You aren't done being morning show Skeery. And you had to go be.
I could have spent another half hour there talking to people, hearing stories and, you know, reminiscing with and being waxing nostalgic and taking pictures with people. I was so upset that they pulled me away, but I was contracted to be all the way out in the sand. So they moved me from one end of the night of the club all the way outside into the sand where I did meet a lot of awesome people there as well. But I feel like everyone looked around and like, where did Skeery go? He's gone. So I apologize, but I really wanted to stay and play and talk to everybody. But I was being bossed around, if you can imagine that.
Well, I got bossed around by a couple of people. One guy wanted to meet you, and he kept saying, hey, get Skeery for me. And I said, he's on the headset. He's running the morning show right now. He can't. Come on, get Skeery. I really can't. I really can't. And so I think maybe he had a couple of drinks. And then the woman, so Shaggy and Sting, or should I say Sting and Shaggy, if you prefer that, Brody and Skeery, Skeery and Brody, were on the show. And they were sitting across from me. So my back was to the crowd, well, one section of the crowd, and Sting and Shaggy were facing the crowd behind me. But they were on the other side of the table, and they were talking to Danielle. And so I stood up for a second to stretch my legs, and this is what I hear. Hey, excuse me! Excuse me! So I thought maybe someone wanted to say hi to Brody from the morning show. I try and go, hi, can I help you? Could you move, please?
How disrespectful.
So I said, I'm sorry?
It's your show.
I thought I didn't hear her properly. I said, excuse me? You're blocking my view of Shaggy. Could you move, please? So I said, I didn't know what to say. I go, what? Now the stage is like, it's like walking on a plank above crocodiles. There's nowhere to walk.
There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go.
Like a foot to pass behind Gandhi's chair.
Yeah.
Above me was the giant speaker system. Yeah. If I stood up too fast, I hit my head on the speaker.
By the way, we show up at 5:30 and we just pray we don't have to take a piss because you're not moving until 10 a.m.
Right. So like, I'm trying to get Shaggy's attention. Could you move?
It's really tight up there.
Like, wow, that's not really, okay. I mean, I love Shaggy too. Don't get me wrong. So I got up and I was able to scooch behind Sting. And I went over to Shaggy. And I was like, hey, Shaggy. Hi. He goes, hey, Brody. What are you? I said, could you do me a favor? I'm so sorry. That woman is yelling at me. She wants to see you. Could you just wave to her? So, you know, he was like, oh yeah, he waved to her. And she's like, Shaggy! And he's like, hi, you know.
Nice exchange.
Yeah. So then I get another guy. Now, so let me paint the picture of what we were all on the stage. Elvis was on a giant TV screen because Elvis had COVID last week and couldn't come to the event, right? So he was on the screen from his house. And for a couple of minutes, he was holding his dog, Ollie. It was a schnauzer, black schnauzer named Ollie. And he's like, look at Ollie. Okay. So after the show, this very nice gentleman comes up to me and he says, hey, how you doing? I said, good. He said, oh, it's a good show. I'm a big fan. Love you guys. Thank you very much. Very nice. Now, but I want to just say this guy could not have been nicer. He says, he points to Skiri, and he says, because Skiri was talking to a different listener, he goes, where's his dog? I said, what? The dog, where's his dog? Why isn't his dog with him? So I said, well, Skiri has never had a dog. He should not have a dog. He never will have a dog. And that all the dogs in the world are lucky that Skiri will never have a dog. He says, where's the dog from the stage? I said, I'm so sorry. There's no dog. Come on, man. I saw the dog. Where's the dog? So the girl he was with, maybe his wife, I don't know. She says, you mean Elvis's dog? Yeah. Where's Elvis's dog? I want to see the dog. Where's the dog?
So problem number one, he thought I was Elvis.
Yeah, well, you got confused for another person. You could tell that story later.
That was exactly what, and then we got to take a break because we got to.
Yeah. So yeah. I said, there was no dog here. You're talking about Elvis's dog? Yeah, Elvis's dog. Where's Elvis's dog? I want to pet the dog. I love dogs. So I could tell the guy had a couple of drinks. It's fine. No problem. Everybody's having a good time. I said, Elvis is home. Mm. Oh, yeah. Where's the dog? I said, the dog is with Elvis. They went home already? Nope. Elvis was never here.
Yeah.
He was on a Zoom call. That was the TV screen with his dog. Oh, come on. Where's the dog? Don't be like that. Show me the dog.
A lot of times.
So that's how it went for the next few minutes.
The problem with that is, you know, I almost see how he can get it confused because it's such a large place, it's such a huge venue that from the back, you didn't even see us on stage. The only thing you saw was Elvis on a screen. So for all you could have known, if you were drunk and halfway toward the back, you might have thought the camera was on Elvis and Elvis was in the building. So it was like, oh, they're just amplifying his picture. Oh, so you could see a video of Elvis. I could see how that could get confused. But here's one thing that you can't mistake. It's the 21-year-old kid who comes up to me to get a picture and an autograph. Because I was, and Brody is witness to this.
Yeah, I was there.
The kid turns to his mother and is like, is this Sting? This is Sting? And I'm like, what? He goes, everyone keeps talking about Sting. All morning I'm hearing Sting. Are you Sting? And I'm like, no. And then she's like, no, he's Skiri. He's from the radio station. And he's like, what's that? Like, he was clueless. He didn't know what radio was. He didn't know our show. He didn't even know
who Sting is.
He didn't know, but he's at a fucking event that was promoted clearly by this radio station that we were. So it's like, you know, you expect too much of people sometimes.
Yeah, you know what? I got to tell you though, if I was doing a podcast with Sting, I think it might be Sting and Brody. I think I would allow that.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Brody and Skiri.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Where do we begin?
Well, I just want to begin with one thing before we begin with the sound. Because I asked a favor.
We're not doing it. Slices. Oh, you want to do sound or do you want to do... We have a choice here. Or we could go through the talkbacks.
No, 2 weeks to pile it up. I want to get the talkbacks, but I just want to throw this in real quick. Because sometimes you ask for things and you're very specific on what you ask for and you don't get it. So a couple of weeks ago, I asked Slices, I asked you guys, I love you all, to please email us. What's our email address, Scary?
Brooklyn... The Brooklyn Boys Podcast at gmail.com.
Yeah, and we gave out the email address, and I said, hey, do me a favor. Can you please email me?
Yeah.
And let me know if you are getting notifications when we come out with a new Brooklyn Boys episode.
We got a shit ton.
Good. But do you know
and,
how many...
And we're, by the way, we're done with that experiment. Please don't send any more emails.
No, we're good. But a bunch of people, I'm going to say about 5 or 6, sent me DMs that started off with, and I'm just going to tell you, one of them was Andres Soto. Now, Andres is a great listener, communicates with us a lot. He started off his DM to me with, I know you told me to email, but.
Right.
You know how many of those I got? Like 6 or 7, I think.
Right.
No.
We wanted it in one place so we could do a tally. All right.
Not only that, but I wanted to be able to forward them to the big head honchos at iHeart.
Correct.
To let them know there's a problem. Now I got to copy and paste an email.
Let me say from our findings, if you're on an Android, you're getting fucked. You're not getting notifications. If you are, it's because you're listening through Spotify and you're getting them there. It's the iHeart, specifically the iHeart app and Android.
It's iHeart. I'll tell you why. There's a problem with iHeart. I'll tell you why. And we're working on it. But here's the result of the research.
I don't want to like drown in this. This is
no. We're not going to drown in it. We're not going to drown in it. But if you subscribe to 10 podcasts. Whatever, as an example.
Oh, my God. Go ahead. Yes.
Real quick, Scary. You're only going to get notifications of a new episode on iHeartRadio for the first 3 or 4 you signed up for. So if the Brooklyn Boys was the 7th podcast you signed up for, you're not going to get notifications.
Right. Okay.
So here's what I did. I unfollowed all of the podcasts that I followed before the Brooklyn Boys.
Okay.
And then refollowed them. Now, those are my newest. So Brooklyn Boys is the oldest podcast. I know.
We shouldn't have to go doing this, though. They're working on a fix in the background, so you don't have to deal with this. But hopefully, by the time you hear this, this is going to be a moot point.
I know it's not going to be. I know how long it's going to take. So in the meantime, unfollow everybody else.
Oh, my God. Okay, you're asking people to unfollow their crime podcasts and everything.
No, all you got to do is hit unfollow, follow. Unfollow, follow. That's it. 2 seconds. And then you'll get notifications for the Brooklyn Boys. That's
okay.
All.
Okay. All right.
Let's play some audio.
Yeah, seriously. This is, we're working on this shit in the background. Just know that we're working for you guys. All right. So let's go to Fuck You Abe 77 hotline.
Yeah.
FU Abe 77. That's, you can call us at 218 FU Abe 77.
Yep.
And leave us a voicemail.
And what do we got?
Well, we got this person right here from area code 203.
I hope they left their name.
I see. Well, sometimes they don't.
Yeah. Can't hear it.
Okay, because it shows. Why is it not? Oh, my God.
It's not your expensive system, is it?
No, it.
Yourself. Keep it off my food.
Okay.
Love you guys.
One more time. All right, ready?
All right, here we go.
Hey, Gary, Brody, love you guys. It's Lisa calling from Connecticut. And all I want to say is, I agree. Leave that lemon, dill, and black pepper to yourself. Keep it off my food. Love you guys. Love the show.
Thank you. All right. Here we go.
Fuck dill.
Brooklyn Boys, what's up? So quick story for y'all. My nephew just graduated high school this past week. I'm walking around and actually just to pull this back, this is in reference to Greg T going off on Scary about his Psycho Bunny hoodie. So I didn't think I felt any type of way about the Psycho Bunny. As a matter of fact, I was like, why is Greg T bothering Scary so much? Fast forward to me and my nephew's graduation. There's this dude standing next to me with a Psycho Bunny shirt, and I just immediately did not like the guy for no apparent reason except why the hell are you wearing that shirt? So I started laughing to myself, thinking of the Brooklyn Boys, and I figured I'd call you on it to let you know. Peace out, everybody. Love you guys.
That's area code 305. Hey, thank you so much. Are you trying to say that you're an asshole if you wear Brooklyn Psycho Bunny? I'm trying to understand that.
Well, he just automatically now realizes Greg T was right about your Psycho Bunny hoodie.
No. Sorry. That's not the way that works. Psycho Bunny's an amazing brand. Okay. Now to the talkbacks. That was all we had for the 877 hotline. If you do listen through the iHeartRadio app, you have the option of talking back to us with a little microphone. Right, Brody?
Yeah, push the little microphone icon and talk back to us. And if you listen on Spotify or anywhere else, you can talk to us. We just want to hear you.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, so let's go. All right, first, a word about this. I just got to recap this. We're not going to play really any tipping talkbacks. We got about 25 talkbacks on tipping alone, 15%, 20%. I think Brody and I are going to agree or disagree on this.
Listen to them.
We did. No, I listened to every single one of them, and so did Brody. But the thing that I deduce is this. You know, 20% is standard, but if you get bad service, it goes down from there. 15% is average and good. It's acceptable. I don't think anyone's going to look a gift horse in the mouth if you give them 15%.
And that was my point. I won. You go on.
Yeah, debatable if you won. But anyway,
here's some
talkbacks. Let's go right here.
All right.
Hi, guys. Christy here, Slice Wannabe. I'm working on it. I'm a relatively new listener. I've listened to the Zoo, Elvis, the morning show forever. Still calling it the Zoo. But just started with the Brooklyn Boys. Loving it. You guys are great. I'm on Cream Jeans. I'm working my way down to the first episode. I know I'm doing that wrong. I'm sorry. I have to side with Brody on this. Tipping on tax is ridiculous. Not done. I don't know anybody who does it.
So that's an added one. Tipping on tax. Do you tip on tax?
No, you tip whatever the total is before tax.
We agree on that one, I think. Sometimes I'm feeling generous and I don't want to do the math. So well, I'll tip on the tax.
No, you give a bigger tip then, but you don't tip on the tax. They didn't earn that. That's the government.
Either way, so then you're getting 27% out of me. Whatever.
Okay, but I like people to agree with me. But I hope she's not listening in reverse order.
Hey, Scary Brody, Brody Scary. I know you probably won't hear this because it was from an episode how many years ago? Anyway, I'm from Philly. I don't know if you can hear from my accent.
Pause this.
A cheesesteak only comes from Philadelphia. There's the roll that you put the sandwich on, and it's got to be a Sarcone's roll or an Amoroso roll. You don't have those bakeries anywhere else other than Philly, so you can only get a good cheesesteak in Philly.
You can't pause this shit, Brody. Stop. Don't talk over it, please.
All right. Well, here's what I'm going to say. You can't say you're not going to hear this because I'm talking about an old episode. Well, we won't know that until we hear it.
No, but also the microphone button is on all the episodes. So if you comment on episode 16, we're still going to get your talk back. But yeah, the problem is he's not going to hear this until...
And by the way, South Jersey has really good cheesesteaks. That's not technically Philly.
Thank you, Scary, for telling me who DNC was. I completely had no idea who the hell they were. So, yeah, thank you.
All right, that was Brody. That was in response to Brody saying, when I was promoting the event, hey, DNC with Joe Jonas.
DNCE.
DNCE with Joe Jonas.
Right.
Brody's like, you don't have to say that. You don't have to tell them that Joe Jonas. They know it's Joe Jonas. Well, no, they don't. Brody, right. I've done my research. Right. Most people don't know that Joe Jonas is in DNCE, so I had to say.
But if you listen to the Elvis Duran Morning Show,
but
you
a lot
to
of
know
some
that.
People don't. Some people don't. Some people don't listen to the music. They listen to our talking.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Okay. All right.
Okay, Slices. We need to get ourselves a Scary. Of course. Counter going. I think between 217 and 218, there's got to be at least a baker's dozen in there somewhere. I think when, Brody, when you start telling some of your stories, you get yourself a cockatoo, set them in the room, and teach it to go, of course, of course, of course, of course, of course. Ted from Iowa.
And hey, the reason, and the reason,
Scary got a cockatoo at the bar this weekend.
Hi-oh. And the reason why I say, of course, is because Brody doesn't, when he's doing these long rants and stuff, that's all I could say is, of course, yes.
Yeah, I don't give him a chance to say much else.
Well, I mean, well, like, be quite
Plus,
honest.
I'm right.
It also shows that I'm there and I'm not, because sometimes he'll talk and I'll be like, are you still with me?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah,
of course.
Sometimes Scary goes, ha! And it's at the wrong time. Listen for that too, because he sometimes zones out.
Yeah, I don't know who the hell DNC is. I do know who Joe Jonas is, so thanks, Gary.
You're welcome.
All right, but cake by the ocean. Doesn't mean anything.
People don't know it.
I'm dumbfounded. All right, okay,
people don't know it.
All right.
Mass appeal. Come on now.
What's up, buddy? It's Gary. This is Andres, a big Slice for Life. Been listening since episode zero. Hey, Brody, you're right. 20%, yes, that's the minimum.
Oh, we're still doing this?
Service. But if you don't get good service, fuck no, they don't get 20%. They're lucky if they're getting 15%. Fuck no, don't listen to Scary and all those other people telling you to give them 20, 25% even if you get bad service.
All right, so maybe a few of those slipped in there. Sorry. But we're not, just know that
but
we're not...
It's funny.
We're not focusing on the tip thing, okay?
That's correct.
You may get a few here. Scary.
Well, the last time I let nature happen, a mockingbird built a nest in a bush in my front yard. And after laying eggs, my dog and I kept getting attacked every time we went outside. They're very aggressive.
Yep.
They are.
Yep. Sometimes you can't let that nest stay there.
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
All right, keep it going. We have a couple more. Oh shit, we have about four or five more. Okay,
all right.
If you could tolerate it, I like the sound quality on these. A lot of guys have great sound.
Hey, Scary and Brody, it looks like Uma Thurman and Samuel L. Jackson are filming a movie called The Kill Room. Just thought I'd let you know. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that's the movie we both saw them filming. In Hoboken, New Jersey.
Yeah, we had no clue. Wow.
Nice.
That's great.
Well, did you see they're filming a movie by our radio studio?
Yes, they're filming an episode of Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl?
Yeah, TV show.
Oh, the reboot.
The reboot of Gossip Girl. Yeah, that's what that's all about. That hubbub.
So there's like four blocks around every corner. There's another movie truck or TV truck, right? Yeah. But there's an apartment building on the same block as the firehouse, the Ghostbusters firehouse.
Yep.
That's always got TV crews inside and like they have the door propped open to the lobby. They're always filming there and I have no idea what they're filming. But it's got to be a show that takes place in an apartment because they're always filming there.
Yep.
And then I got to tell you a Ghostbusters story.
Old man Brody, stop being a prick and let your friend go in the pool. Scary. What kind of friend is he? Come on, Brody.
I agree.
What did I say to you today, Scary? We're in the studio, and I said, Scary, I got to tell you something. I feel terrible. He says, what? I go, you know what? I got in my pool yesterday. I thought it was 85 degrees, but it was 84.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Hey, Brody and Scary. This is Sam from St. Louis. Wanted to weigh in on the tipping.
Again?
I always go in expecting to tip 20%. However, if the service is marginal or there's a lot of issues or even just a few issues, I do range between 15 and 18%. But I do expect to tip 20 going into the service.
I thought I weeded all these out. I'm sorry.
No, that was good. It's fine.
Jamaica Rasta Bacon in the house. Oh, go on. Okay, so I left you guys a voice note yesterday. And I listened to episode 217 again. And I'm still hearing Scary trying to justify bad service.
Oh,
I'm getting
so
mad.
I thought I got
Scary,
rid of
you. I'm a poopless man. Stop entertaining it. Ah.
This was in McDonald's drive-thru. I am not pulling up. It is not a pull-up. It is a drive-thru. Get
yes.
it right, motherfucker.
Okay, Scary, here's what I want you to do. That one you just played...
Yeah,
I want you to save that one, and I want you to play that whenever we need it.
Yeah.
I want you to put it in the audio bank.
Yeah, that's a great one.
That is a great one. Can you play it again?
Wait.
Too soon, Brody.
What? Well, that was cryptic.
Too soon.
I don't know what that meant. He didn't reference anything.
You know what? Sometimes I say things that are too soon. I just don't remember what it was. But he must.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, this is your boy Juan Vasquez checking in, and the 20% tipping controversy.
No, okay, enough.
I do not support bad behavior.
Hi guys,
you do shitty job. You do shit at your job. You don't get paid.
Oh my god, enough of these. enough tipping.
It's a hot topic.
It is a hot topic. I think
Wendy
we're done.
Williams.
We're done. I know. And I know some of the slices are like enough of these talkbacks.
No. Okay, tell you my Ghostbusters story. So. The Ghostbusters firehouse, the one that was in the movies, is not far from where we work. And most days I drive past it. We all do, right? It's in the neighborhood. So it's on the corner. And there's a red light there at the corner. So if you stop at the red light, your car is directly next to the firehouse, right? If I look to my left, there's the firehouse. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Does that paint the picture? Okay. Well, almost every day, there are tourists standing on the right side of the street taking pictures to the left side of the street.
That's right. So they can get the full shot of the building because you have to go. You have to be far away. Yeah.
Right, because they have a Ghostbusters logo above the
door. You want to get the whole scene.
So every day, because it's not a very busy street, I'm usually the only car stopping at the red light, especially the time of day that we leave work. So I always stop one or two car lengths before the red light so the tourists can get pictures of the building. And then they'll like take turns running across the street. Like the husband will go get a picture in front. Then the wife will get a picture in front. Yep. So they run across in front of my car all the time. But they never acknowledge or like make any point of noticing that I stopped in the middle of the block so they could do that. Today, I stopped and there was two couples and the two guys both had Ghostbuster shirts on. Like they were hardcore fans. And they had that look like they were from the Midwest. You know, like they were happy to be in the city, yep. But didn't. So I stopped, they took pictures, and they looked to their left and noticed I was stopped. And they were kind of looked at each other like, that's weird, why would he stop there? And they kept taking pictures. And finally it dawned on them, and they stopped, and they went, did you stop for us? And I said, yes. Thank you. Wow, New Yorkers are really nice. So after years of stopping there, somebody finally noticed and said, thank you. So
there is hope in this world.
Yes, but New Yorkers are very nice, and we like what people
are nice.
Appreciate our landmarks and our historical
locations. We're impatient as fuck, but we are nice.
Right, look, if the light was green, I'm going. I'm gonna photobomb your photo.
It sounds like something they do in the old neighborhood, Brody.
Yeah, they take a bat to your head for bothering me.
Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn!
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.